Well, we were talking about doing actually a piece in form, which was unexpected, but in sapphics, which is a form that Sappho created. And
I feel we'll do that still.
I mean, I think that something like that, which is a sort of slow, haunting sound, to move into something like this could be really amazing.
Yeah. We found yesterday that we were gravitating toward form poetry, mm-hmm. and she taught me Rhyme Royale and sapphic form and Tetzarima, and I think I liked it because I could hear polymeter going on between the rhythms of the rhymes and the rhythms of the lines. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, when there was, what do you call it when the rhymes in the middle of a line, too?
Internal rhyme.
Internal rhyme, yeah. So they opened my ear up yesterday. And for some reason this morning, it seemed like I should also mention this technique.
It's interesting, too, because I was explaining yesterday to Toby that my work recently has become a lot more oriented towards sound and language. Some of the poems that I've been writing have actually grown out of one word.
Right.
Like the word echolalia.
Fabulous. I mean, we could start with one word and then expand it this way. I think we did with prelapsarian.
Yeah. So it's really interesting to be playing with the words in this way and discovering a language within a language, almost.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like a meta-language, you know?
Yeah, and I said yesterday, what I hope we can, to answer your question as specifically as I can at this point, I hope we can do three songs, or at least three sections of a song. Mm-hmm. And so we'd, you know, have about a 10-minute piece, and I felt like it would be good if we had some variety of some, maybe form poetry, and then free verse or something like this, just to vary the texture of the poetry and the possibilities for the settings.